You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. There are a number of political balls in the air in swing state Pennsylvania this week following last week's presidential debate held in Philadelphia, including a Harris appearance, an update on mail ballots, and comments from a Biden cabinet member. For details, we're going to hear from WHYY's politics reporter, Carmen Russell-Sluchansky, who joins us now. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Jennifer.
The big news of the day is that Vice President Kamala Harris is coming back to Philadelphia today, and this time for a panel discussion right here at our station. Carmen, this is a big deal for members of the National Association of Black Journalists and students of local historically black colleges and universities.
Yes, it is. The event is hosted by the NABJ, like you said, right here in WHYY's own Tanya Mosley, co-host of WHYY's Fresh Air with Terry Gross. And Tanya Mosley will be one of the three panelists asking the vice president questions.
And it's not open to the public. It's considered a private event. It does tie in with the annual National HBCU Convention being held in Philly this week. And it will be streamed live on WHYY at WHYY.org and WHYY's Facebook page and YouTube page. It starts around 2:30 today.
Yeah, and as you recall, NABJ already had a discussion with Harris's rival for the White House, the Republican nominee Donald Trump, over the summer at the end of July, just after Member Biden ended his reelection bid and Harris was the frontrunner for the new nominee. The NABJ hosted Trump at its annual convention held in Chicago, and that's where he famously said this about Harris.
I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always
but
identified,
you know,
as a black woman.
I respect,
she went to a historically black college.
Well, Carmen, there's an expression, read your audience. Trump clearly did not on that occasion. Now, on another subject, residents of swing state Pennsylvania are supposed to be able to begin the voting process starting this week, but there have been some complications. Are those issues settled?
So what happened was there was a holdup on ballots because some of the third-party candidates for president were challenged on whether they were qualified to be on the ballot. However, the state Supreme Court just handed down their decisions on who qualified and who didn't, opening the door for the counties to start printing ballots. And since you're about to ask the next obvious question of who will be on the ballot, joining Harris and Trump will be the Green Party's Jill Stein and the Libertarian Party's Oliver Chase, who got their paperwork in on time. The state had challenged Claudia De La Cruz of the Socialism and Liberation Party and James Clymer of the Constitution Party, and the court affirmed they had not qualified, so they will not be on the ballot. Also omitted was Cornel West, the philosopher and activist.
Okay, so the ballots are finalized. What do voters have to do if they want to vote before Election Day, November 5th?
They can request a mail-in ballot. In fact, residents in many districts, including here in Philadelphia,
are already receiving mail-in ballot request forms.
Thanks to the Voter Project Fund, the forms are postage paid, so they just need to be filled out and dropped in the mail. Also, voters will be able to go to their county election office and fill it out there and just drop it in the mail there. So kind of like an early voting station. Now, to be clear, it will take a little time for counties to print their ballots and before people receive them in the mail or before they're available at election offices. I asked Lisa Schaefer, the executive director of the Association of County Commissioners, how long that might be, and she said it could take a few weeks.
We want to make sure our voters have plenty of time to get those ballots and turn them around, get them back in the mail, so that they are received in the county election office by 8 p.m. on election night. So we are going to be doing everything we can to make sure that that happens.
And there was another case, this one about the dates on the mail-in ballots themselves. Can you give us an update on that?
So Pennsylvania law requires that voters write the date that they mailed the vote on the envelope. Around 16,000 ballots where the date was missing or wrong were not counted in the April primary. Well, that rule was challenged, and the Commonwealth Court ruled that election officials could not throw them out basically just in time for the election. However, the state Supreme Court just overturned that decision, and those ballots will likely be tossed. So if you vote by mail, make sure that the date is there and correct.
More news this week. I understand Miguel Cardona, the U.S. Secretary of Education, was in the area, and you had a chance to speak with him.
Yes, he was in town on an official visit, but to be clear, he took time out from that to discuss the campaign in his personal capacity And since this is Hispanic Heritage Month, we talked about the Latino vote here in the Commonwealth. You may not know this, but his parents moved from Puerto Rico to Connecticut, where he grew up.
I remember you and I talked over the summer about how the Latino electorate now makes up around 5% of all voters in Pennsylvania, and that the largest group is Puerto Rican.
Right, and we talked about the issues that Latino voters here care about, like pocketbook issues, and how, according to a Univision poll, Latinos here think their economic situation is worse than it was a year ago. I asked Cardona about that, and he answered that during the Biden-Harris administration, the country saw one of the most significant bounce backs from the pandemic, which benefited Latino voters, but also
pocketbook issues do matter. Vice President Harris is talking about the right things. Access to housing, access to education, access to health care. These are the things that matter to Puerto Ricans and matter to Latinos. And she has a plan for that. The other guy has a concept of a plan.
Carmen, I also remember Donald Trump's response to Hurricane Maria that really devastated Puerto Rico. The images of him throwing paper towels to residents who had lost their homes and livelihoods. I have to think that still resonates with many people.
Cardona actually brought that up in his call to action, in which he painted what he calls a clear choice between the candidates.
Thank you, Carmen.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Carmen Russell-Suchansky is WHYY's politics reporter. You can follow him and his reporting in our newsletter called The Swing, about swing state Pennsylvania. You can find it at WHYY.org.